Bongani in Fishhook, good morning to you.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Baba. Talk to me.
Yeah, I just want to comment on your reshuffling of the cabinet. You know, that cabinet reshuffle is not new because they protect for when he was raping, when the rape case come up. The same fact he was leading when they when they recall Mr. Thabo Mbeki. Now he is talking against even Malema. They are defending him. Now he's out of control. Now he's employing all the ministers coming from KZN to control every state coffers of our country.
Mm. And Bongani, to note that though the two persons, the two individuals that you've mentioned, Uva V nor Malema, have come out and publicly said, yes, we... Okay, let me make this comment of air, perhaps to you also listening at home. Both of these individuals, Bongani, which is Uva V and Malema, have come out in public and said, yes, we did support this man and we are sorry for that. But we are trying to right our wrongs now. Are we then as a country able to say, we forgive, we won't forget, but we forgive? Now continue then to do the work that you're doing now. Continue talking against him. Or do we say, no, man, no, it's too late now. It's too late. Continuing to talk about this reshuffle, though, Thula Shinqesi had some strong words. Have a listen to those words.
We have differed with Comrade Pravin when it comes to a number of economic policies. I mean, informed by principles. But even in his defense today, we are defending a network which wants to take over the treasure. It's a principle stand. Allow me, comrades, to paraphrase, and I'm sure that Madiba would forgive me for this. By men or Malani and second comrade Jonas and Gordon, the Guptas and their puppets made a fatal error, for they will not become just another statistics.
Tliziyo coming in on the SMS line saying, hi, Abongile. If you were staying in South Africa, welcome to Africa. Abongile, I feel sorry about Nqesi. And then Usipho saying, Abongile, how do you say Thukas in his confidence in isiXhosa? Term overused by ANC to refer to Zuma telling them that is Usipho. So Thukas in confidence in Xhosa, Sipho. I actually don't. Maybe I know. I'm going to think about it over this interview while we're interviewing with Phumlani. How do you say Thukas in confidence in isiXhosa? I'm putting that out there to you listening at home. 5:10. Joining me on the line is the man that's been in the hot seat before, Phumlani Majozi, who is a non-executive director at the Free Market Foundation and senior principal business analyst at IQ Business, a writer and radio commentator on economic and political issues. Phumlani, in isiXhosa, we were saying, ukuthi iyabili mbiza or iyabili bisto. Certainly, things are boiling. Yeah, things are boiling in the pot now in South Africa. All of a sudden, the president, we've talked about this, he's made the cabinet reshuffle. We've had the likes of Cyril Ramaphosa. We've had the likes of Gwede Mandashe. We've had the likes of Jackson Mthembu. Now Thula Shinqesi speaking out against and saying we'll make a stand. But that's all good and well. When are they going to do something about it? Or can they do anything about it?
That's now the question that people are asking. Because remember, just when the president was about to, or just before he reshuffled his cabinet, there was news around that there was going to be a huge walkout, right? That would be from Cyril Ramaphosa, who would resign. You know, people would just, other ministers would just say, you know what, we are done with this. We are not going to move forward. So now the cabinet, I mean, the president has done it. He has reshuffled the cabinet. Now, our eyes now are on these people that we are talking about. You know, these people who said, you know what, if president does this, we are going to resign in big numbers. So everybody's being watched now. We are watching these people who are at the top, from Cyril Ramaphosa to Zweli Mkhize, Thula Shinqesi, and all these people we are talking about, as to going forward now, what is it that they are going to do? Are they really going to act against the president, or are they still going to do like in other previous times and you know, and stick by the man? So that is what the thing was right now. And for me, when it comes to the vote of no confidence, which the opposing parties, here's what I'm interested in looking at. Because we've had many, many votes of no confidence against our president. But in all of them, what the ANC does is that they go in parliament and they unite against the opposition. That's what we've seen. Even Gwede Mantashe did say not long time ago that we are not going to allow for the opposition parties to tell us what to do through votes of no confidence. We are going to decide as the ANC at our own time as to what is to do about our leaders and what are the decisions that we take, whether it's about regarding the President Jacob Zuma or any member of ANC. They should not be forced or be driven by the political opposition parties, you know, are telling them that, hey, get rid of this man. They will put at their own time when they want. So now the ball is in their court now. The question is now, are they going to act? Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa has been clear that he's not going to resign. Excuse me. And I'm sure there are many others as well who are going to stay by. But now we are watching them quite closely. Are they going to do this thing, you know, as they said? Were they serious about it? And we could have wait and see on that.
And there was, so for so many South Africans, I think the discussion has been, once we started hearing some of the political leaders speaking out, some people said, hey, but do you think Zuma will survive this one? Do you think Zuma, not just the motion of confidence, but just the public opinion and the opinion within the ANC itself? That was the question. Do you think Zuma will survive the latest bid? And for me, I, as much as this is going to sound doomy and gloomy, when I was listening to the likes of Jackson Mthembu, Zizi Kodwa, and Ubabu Gwede Mantashe, every time they made a statement that suggested that they were against what the president did, they said the words that I always hate hearing from the ANC when they're in trouble, that we need to unite as a party. Then I think that means you're not going to do anything about this.
Exactly, you see. And remember, you know, the president was on Saturday, the president was in Pietermaritzburg, right? I think it was another program where they were rolling out housing. And you know what? He was received with joy and, you know, and jubilation. People were cheering at him. So there are some within the ANC right now, what I see, because you remember that even the top six right now is divided into half. You know, there are these top three people who are against what the president did, including Gwede Mantashe, Zwelin Mkhize as well, and the deputy president. And then there are these other three as well. So it's sort of 50-50 right now, the way I see it, right? You are probably going to find that as well with MPs in parliament. We are also going to find that with ordinary members of the ANC as well, because when it went out in Pietermaritzburg for that housing program, you could see that from that side of the public, there is that support that he has, you know, cheering at him, you know, this is the leader, they see him now. I think one lady was speaking said that things with President Zuma are happening, you know. So there's a division right now. So it's a critical moment because to me it seems like it's sort of a 50-50 thing right now. Yes, Jacob Zuma, his leadership is being challenged, in the sense that his support is declining, but also it's a moment now where I think anything can happen right now. So it's really going to be a very interesting time for the ANC and for South Africa as well. But now, as we say, the ball now is in these leaders who are at the top as to do they act and in what way do they act, right? Do they act through the ANC structures, such as what they did to President Thabo Mbeki? Both to me, I have to be honest with you, Abongile. I have a sense that this year and next year as well, it's a crucial year that whatever happened that led to President Thabo Mbeki being booted out of his presidential office, it could play out again if Jacob Zuma does lose in the elective conference in December. And then the new leadership could have pressure to say, you know what, maybe this guy should be out of power. You know, there's already that pressure for Jacob Zuma to leave. So we could see that play and what the impact on the ANC there should be. Gwede Mantashe has said that, you know what, it would tear the party apart. You know, that's why they even withdrew the constitutional decision that came out last year. That's why they said, you know what, we'll keep him because any way of pulling him out will tear down the party. So the impact would be huge on the party as well. So it's really a crucial year. And right now, within the next two weeks, we are watching these top ANC leaders and whether the ANC will now do the same thing that it has done in many cases in parliament, where they unite and they say, you know what, we will decide about Jacob Zuma when we want, you know, as a party. We are not going to be told by DA. We are not going to be told by EFF what to do. And then they may unite and say, you know what, we'll keep Jacob Zuma. We'll decide at some point whenever we want to do. That would mean that he survives, you know, through the next, this year and maybe even next year as well. We never know.
Just talking to this SMS I read before you came on, in that I've had two people now that have sent me this. It's a WhatsApp SMS that keeps going around. I don't know how valid it is, or if it's just a hoax or someone that's trying to get some airtime, where it says apparently Friday, the 7th April, is when South Africa will shut everything down, every citizen, every city, everyone that cares about the country, not because of the DA or any political party, but because of South Africans. They're saying that do not go to work or school or do anything unless you're taking to the streets in protest. A move like this, and also considering that today there's calls for it to be called Black Monday, where people are protesting in Pretoria, a move like that, you know, it will cripple the country. Do you think it would in fact have the desired effect?
You see, here's my issue, Abongile, with our country. You know, we seem to be, because at the end of the day, I think what the president did was that he did wrong, right? To be honest with you, and most of us, we do see that. But I think there are some structures or platforms that we should use to try and change the situation. It could be through voting, right? It could be influencing the using courts, which is what the EFF and the DA have been doing a lot, given the fact that Jacob Zuma is bungling his management of the country. But for me, the marches, you know, these huge marches, at the end of the day, I think Yusuf Asmakaiza was right when he said that, okay, I hear you, Mr. Maimane, you want to run to court and stop the swearing-in process and all that. But at the end of the day, there's almost no sort of law that says that the president cannot reshuffle them. It is constitutional, you know, sort of requirement that he can change, appoint a minister that he wants to appoint at any time, you know. So for me, I think the protests, yes, they are right in the sense that they could be their way of shaping the public opinion. But at the end of the day, I mean, we've got to use the platform that we know for sure that could move us forward, such as the parliament, votes of no confidence and all that. Although sometimes they fail, but then, of course, we have to follow those democratic, you know, processes that are there for us to try and change things. But protesting, coming up in huge numbers, not going to work, I think it's having a huge impact. And we've seen that over years, and we are not winning the fight against President Jacob.
Pumlani, just very quickly, and I'm already out of time now, but I do want an answer to Teresa's SMS saying that, can someone please explain to me how come the ANC could get rid of Mbeki so easily and not Zuma? What is the difference? Very quickly, Pumlani, you've only got about 20 seconds.
Look, my friend, I think we could be on our way there, right? I think if the new leadership could come in, right now, Jacob Zuma, as I said, it's sort of a 50-50 thing. So, right, it could happen that Jacob Zuma could be booted out, but that would be when, if he really does lose power, because now he still has it. That should be at the elective conference this year.
Political analyst Pumlani Majozi, thank you very much once again for joining us on the show
this
morning.
Sir.
Thank you very much.